Shares of Deutsche Bank drop as police raid its German offices. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig, filling in for Anu Anand. Good morning. Several police cars were seen outside the headquarters of Germany's biggest bank this morning as authorities raided the offices on suspicions of money laundering. The BBC's Su-Ping Chan has more.
Around 170 prosecutors and police searched six Deutsche Bank offices in and around Frankfurt this morning as part of the money laundering probe. The bank's shares fell by as much as 5% after the public prosecutor's office said it was looking into the activities of two staff members. They are alleged to have helped clients set up offshore firms to launder money. Prosecutors said they seized documents from the bank and further investigations are ongoing. The investigation is related to the Panama Papers, a huge leak of documents in 2016 that revealed how clients of a Panamanian law firm were able to launder money and avoid tax. Deutsche Bank said it was fully cooperating with authorities. In London, I'm the BBC's Su-Ping Chan for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global stocks are mixed while U.S. crude has dipped below $50 a barrel for the first time in a year. Meanwhile, shares of Unilever are down after news its longtime boss will retire in January. Paul Polman will hand the reins to Alan Jope, who leads the beauty and personal care division of the company. Leaders from the world's biggest economies are arriving in Argentina today for the annual G20 meeting, but residents have been urged to leave amid expected flight diversions, a public transportation shutdown, and heavy security. The BBC's Daniel Gallis has more from Buenos Aires.
A lot of the people I've been talking to in Argentina are quite frustrated because Argentina is trying to host this meeting, sort of help countries and help the economies to get back on their feet. And all the Argentinians are experiencing this week is a lot of tension.
Of course, we can't forget that on the sidelines of this G20 meeting, we are expecting a gathering between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. And while there had been some optimism earlier this week that some kind of progress on the ongoing trade dispute between them could come from this meeting, those hopes have kind of been dimmed now.
Yes, it's always hard to read the mood of what's going on, but this is quite significant because it is the first time both of them are meeting after so many restrictions have been imposed from both sides. Generally, in these meetings, in these face-to-face meetings, the tone changes quite significantly. And after they meet, they will also have to talk publicly within the G20 summit. So this is pretty much what everyone's concerned to see if there can be any sort of progress could be made.
And finally, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is making his first appearance on the world stage since the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. What kind of reception can we expect from other world leaders?
He has arrived in Argentina, and there is a huge security scheme in the Saudi Arabia embassy. But this is a government that's usually quite closed, and the media doesn't get quite a lot of access. People are concerned about how this episode can affect the price of oil. And since these leaders are pretty much dealing in economic terms with Saudi Arabia, they'll probably be very pragmatic about how they handle this affair.
That's the BBC's Daniel Gallis from Buenos Aires. The Bank of England has a dramatic warning about Brexit. It says leaving the EU with no deal could trigger a bigger recession than the one brought on by the 2008 financial crisis. As part of our week-long look at Europe after Brexit, the BBC's Ed Butler has been finding out if people in Poland are worried about the UK's exit.
Well, you know, no, not really. I don't think so. Or at least perhaps they should be. I mean, you could argue because there are a million or more Poles have made the UK their home in the last few years, and those people potentially could be sent home if there were a very chaotic or hard Brexit in Britain. Although perhaps that seems politically a little less likely right now. Here in Poland, it's more about the wider political climate. The current Law and Justice Party, which runs this place, it's very traditional Catholic, it's populist. And for the last two or three years, it's been arguing with the EU rulemakers, a bit like some in Britain, over in Poland, the sacking of its head of state media outlets, attempts by the government to reduce judges' retirement ages, both of these seen as attempts to interfere with judicial independence and the free media. And I think there's no question that the anti-establishment populism that was part of the Brexit vote, as it was in Donald Trump's America, of course, that has reached here too. Last week, the EU court overturned one Polish law on the judges, much to the annoyance of the ruling party officials here. Officials like Zbigniew Czerwiński, he of the Law and Justice Party in Poznan.
I feel that the European Union is treating Poland differently than other states. In Germany, for instance, they have the same scenarios, where politicians are allowed to run for office and are allowed to become court judges. But not in Poland. That's unfair, that Germany and France are making the rules and dominating their union.
So, Ed, we talk a lot about the populist wave in America, but on this side of the world, as a result of Brexit, does it feel the same in Poland?
Yes and no. I mean, I think that the arguments raging here aren't just, of course, about, you know, things like the judges, the media. They're also about liberal freedoms, abortion rights, gay and lesbian rights, that kind of thing. It's really driven a wedge between people, and people aren't used to this kind of divisive debate. Here were the thoughts of a couple of women I met, Toria and Susanna. I spoke to them in a bar in central Poznan.
I don't like to talk about politics because I see the internal war in Poland. You can see it on the streets.
I think that the current government of Poland are causing an internal conflict between Polish people against Polish people. And this will have effect for many, many years after the current government is gone.
Victoria and Susanna there. We will be wrapping up our week-long look at Europe and how it's going to respond to Brexit with Manuela Zaragoza tomorrow. She's going to be in Brussels hearing from European leaders themselves.
That's the BBC's Ed Butler reporting from Poland and in London. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.